address.
You can't be serious, man. No. You cannot be serious!
No, I believe you promised.
No, but how you said start the podcast?
You said
the world according to Johnny.
Hang on.
No.
You're trying to fix You're trying to fix your phone. This is my son Max,
who is being very helpful. You are out of the room,
Max. Don, you're trying to fix your phone with Telstra or whoever it's on.
With Telstra.
And I said, why would you be trying to do that 1 minute before we start
because
the podcast?
How did I know it was going to be 1 minute before the podcast? You're outside, and Max and I were having a conversation, then you come in and you take over. You're a control freak.
Did you not, Max, can I get confirmation from you? Did he not say start the podcast? Did he not say that?
Yeah, those are the words, but...
Matt, just a minute, Max. Did he not say start the podcast? That's yes or no?
Oh, here we go.
Yes, thank you. So you said...
Exactly right. He's missed his calling in a barrister, not a lawyer, a barrister.
So you said, I said, why are you trying to fix your phone now? And you said, oh, don't worry about it. Start the podcast. So I start the podcast and you say, what are you doing? And I said, well, you told me to start the podcast. So we've started the podcast.
Okay, what about a few thanks before we start up?
Now, Mick,
I'd like to thank Michael Christian for dropping that book in. He said he's going to drop in a book. And I've got it here, which is going to be fascinating reading.
This is a book you can hardly lift.
Remembering Melbourne from 1850 to 1960.
Gee, how fascinating that'll be.
Well, it's the old buildings.
You can take that back and you can curl up with your horses out the back in the stable.
I heard on the weekend.
And read that. That'll take you the best part of your rest of your life to read that. Okay. You can't even lift it.
I know.
That big
I suffer from dyslexia, isn't it?
Dyslexia.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, you imbecile.
Anyway, listen.
Dyslexia.
Oh, thank you very much.
You suffer
now, listen.
You don't know how humorous that is.
Okay,
you suffer from dyslexia, and now, that's exactly what
all...
dyslexia is,
okay,
the fact that you can't say
just
it.
Just listen. I
dyslexia.
Heard. Now, Richmond got approval from the City Council last week.
What, Max?
For the renovation, you're right, Max, for the renovation or the pulling down, the demolition of their football stand, the Jack Dyer stand, from the Melbourne City Council. And I was told that they used the pretext of that they have a women's competition, they need it for a women's change room. Consequently, the council granted approval. Now, I hope this goes to, what is it, Heritage Victoria and the state government and whatever else, because this book just shows the beautiful old buildings that did exist.
Yeah.
Now, if you've been overseas, I went to a place called Prague. Have you been to Prague, Johnny?
I'm trying to think.
Beautiful old buildings. There's nothing over three stories. None of these glass edifices that we see in Melbourne. And they're starting to come into London too. It's got real character. Now, Melbourne had real character, but we've pulled them down. All the old buildings.
This would be in the name of progress.
That's what they call it. But they're just ruining it. Fancy, if that's right, that... Richmond put up the argument, oh, we need room for women's football. Oh,
so if they've pulled down the Jack Dyer stand in order to make room for the women's change rooms or something, and they haven't heritage listed that, did you see as a parallel to this that the Westgate Bridge is now being mooted as getting heritage listing?
That's in our lifetime.
It's a fantastic question, Don. It's a bit like, why did they heritage list the Kenneth Luke stand out at Waverley, that where Hawthorne, remember they pulled the whole thing?
They tried to pull it down, but by heritage listing.
That's
it.
Right.
I think
why
was
that heritage listed?
That was rammed through by a politician.
Why was
so
that heritage listed?
So Hawthorne or the AFL couldn't demolish that ground and use it for...
Why was... So the Westgate Bridge...
Housing estate.
There's a bozo called Rowan Leppert. I think his name is Leppert. Who said it was great that we were trying to get heritage listing for the Westgate Bridge because it has inspired, this is his quotes, inspired poetry,
it's inspired
songs.
Poetry. Songs.
And song inspired poetry, songs and something else. I can't even read my own writing. That's what it's, poetry, songs and... novels,
God, I've never...
Have you ever read a novel about the Westgate Bridge?
Have you ever heard a song?
Heard of a song?
No.
We are on the Westgate Bridge, sailing over it. Round we go. Have you ever heard a song about the Westgate Bridge? So, I think the Jack Dyer Stand would have be a little more heritage listed than that. So let's hope, Don, now this is another segue. Let's hope when they build the women's change rooms.
No,
there.
I hope they don't.
Well,
there's plenty of room in the outer. They can
Don,
build a change
I don't,
room.
I'm just saying, let's hope if they build the women's change rooms, they don't do what's happening in America and a lot of states, that they are now putting in a lot of states, wait for this, they're putting tampon dispensaries in the men in the boys' change rooms because boys might transgender and they're putting tampons.
No, hang on. Whoa.
No, Don.
Whoa.
If you'd like me to get this up on the machine here.
No. Boys and tampon. How?
Because they're saying that people might transgender into being boys that are actually women, and if you are still a biological woman, you're going to have your period, you're going to menstruate. So they're putting those people...
No, but surely... can I ask a naive question?
No, it won't be naive. It'll be spot on, Don.
Why wouldn't those particular people use the female toilet?
Because this is in the name of inclusion and diversity and equity.
No, Johnny.
No, I'm with you, Don. Do you know what it's called? Now, wait for this. It's called menstrual equity.
Okay. Where did you get... Are you serious about this?
I'll get it up I'll get it up, so to speak, Don. And menstrual equity...
You've got a problem.
It's called... Just a minute. We'll get on to my problem in a minute. We'll get on, menstrual equity. And do you know what the act is? Do you know what the act of parliament in some of the American states is?
I thought the act of menstruation you were going to...
Yeah, it's called the Menstrual Dignity Act.
Oh, you're not serious.
I'm promising...
That's what, in a state in America, is
in
it?
In Ohio, and it's starting to spread to all the liberal, Democrat states. The Menstrual Equity Act, and it's called for menstrual... what do I say? Menstrual equity. So they're putting tampons in the boys' change rooms in case the birthing parent happens to be a bloke.
I spoke to a friend...
You can't make all this crap up.
I spoke to a friend overseas through the week, and we're talking about this wokeness, and this particular friend is in an area that's under a little bit of conflict at the moment, and I said, have you got any of this wokeness that we're going through over here? And I was talking about it.
That they started it.
Who?
What you're
about to say. He said, we don't even talk about it over here. We're too busy trying to stay alive. He said, it happens in countries where there's nothing going on, and that fits Australia perfectly, that we've got to bring up this stuff because we're not in conflict or whatever else. We're in another world. We're not getting down to the real basics of life, and it's just ridiculous the way these people are...
I think I'm making this up, Equity Act. I'm going to get this up for you. Right. Here it is. All right. I'm just going to read this out to you, Don, because you think I make this stuff up. The mental...
Well, what's the source?
This is... The Menstrual Equity Act.
What is your source?
It's the Congress of... This is the official document in
You must have got it out of a paper or a magazine or some source.
I've typed in Menstrual Equity Act and it comes up and it shows you the bill and the parameters of the Act for Congress, which is the upper house of the American parliamentary system. And that is it there, and it says what its guidelines and parameters are. And it basically says that we're putting tampons in boys' change rooms.
Oh, by the way, I went through the statistics too. You know we've increased our listening audience in Israel to 31? 31. We only had one there for a while. We've got 31 listeners.
Must be your scintillating repartee on a whole range of
subjects. And America is number two. We're listening to America's number two, then the UK, followed by Canada and Thailand.
Is there anyone listening in Australia?
But we're only getting one hit in Austria. There's only one person listening in Austria. Barbados, one. Brazil, one. Bhutan. Have you ever...
Bhutan, yeah.
They had a soccer team. They tried to qualify for the World Cup. Yeah, Did you know that?
They've changed... that. What used to be some other name, didn't it?
It's a little country below the Himalayas.
Yeah, well, didn't it used to be called something else? No, who knows, Don?
Bhutan. Ghana, one listener.
Where'd you get these from?
Iceland... Don't worry about my source, it's impeccable.
I'm just asking you. You asked me where I get my stuff
from. Kuwait one and Nigeria one. So we've got to work on those countries where there's only one listener.
Reykjavik, you reckon?
Reykjavik?
That's the capital of Iceland.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, that's a good one, Johnny.
Reykjavik's the capital of Iceland. You said we have one listener. Let's reach out to them there.
That person would live in, what is it called? Reykjavik? Because there's
Reykjavik.
There's no other town in Iceland, is there?
That could be confused with dyslexia, Don.
What, Reykjavik?
Dyslexia. Reykjavik is the capital of Iceland. Let's try.
Have you been to Iceland?
No. Let's see if we can reach out to the people in Iceland.
Reykjavik?
Yeah, speak about something that might interest people in Iceland now. Do you think they'll be interested in the Menstrual Equity Act or the fact that the Westgate Bridge is heritage listed or what else? Come on.
I don't think they'd be interested
in anything. Jack Dyer? Do you think they would have heard of Jack Dyer?
No, I was also going to bring up about the cyclist on Beach Road this morning. They wouldn't be interested in that, would they?
Well, they might have cyclists in...
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik. Oh.
Max is still...
Max, have you done it? Jesus.
If you want to speak, Max, speak into the microphone.
This is where we're hopeless, John.
We had Mick Christian in here before. He dropped off that book, 1850 to 1960. What in God's name? How would you find that interesting?
I do.
Well, you haven't read it yet.
I will find it exceptionally. So Mick, and also, I'd like to thank his wife, Flick, for the Anzacs again. They are beautiful.
The Ayatollah.
And... we've got some health cookies. We're getting quite a... Where do the health cookies come from?
Well, the health cookie, the health... They're the protein blocks.
Oh!
The agent who sometimes goes down...
Goes down where?
Goes down. Doesn't go down anywhere. She sometimes...
You said she goes down.
Goes down to check on...
Is this your agent?
As an agent.
No, is this your agent?
An agent working on behalf of the podcast goes down.
No, she's not. I don't. She's your agent. She's got nothing not, to... I don't even know her.
She's the podcast. What? You indirectly know her because the podcast agent goes down to check on the... person camping on Beaconsfield Parade, Don. Did you notice?
Well, I noticed her this morning. She stretched across the bloody footpath, Johnny.
I tell you what. Why the people who live in that strip don't...
But they've complained. I've told you a million times.
Why don't they do what they do in America? Go down en masse and stand outside.
Why don't you? You've got a... Have you still got a public profile?
I couldn't...
Why don't you go down with a swag and sit beside her or lay beside her?
Well, we've done all this. Lay beside her.
Well, no, lay... that might be a nice song, title for a song.
Lay down beside me.
Yeah.
I think it's been done, Don. So anyhow, why are those people to stand down in the council and just stand outside and say, this is ridiculous, could you move that person on, have some compassion for her and find some accommodation and
she
say...
She might be like a possum. Do you know what you do with a possum? You've got to take them miles and miles away. No.
People shoot them. Shoot possums.
Geez, I've got possums at home. That one got into the house the other night, a little sugar glider.
A what, Don?
A sugar glider. Do you know what sugar glider... I went to pick him up and the bastard latched onto my fingers.
So you had a sugar glider in your house picked it up?
Yes.
Don, you got to get it.
But they're little tiny cute things. You think butter wouldn't melt in their mouth, but fuck. They latch on. They've got claws and teeth.
How did it get in, Don? Well, you got holes that's in a the very side
good
of your house?
No, that's a very good question. It's a very, very, very good question. He hasn't been back, though. I think I frightened him.
Oh, to male, is it?
Well, that's a very good point, too. No, I used it.
Did you notice this little dip?
No, I didn't. When you picked it up? I acknowledged the fact that I didn't know what its sex was. Very good point.
I wonder, you might have to put in a bathroom with tampon dispensers in it.
What for the...
When you work out
for the sugar
glider. What sex it is.
Jeez, they'd be small, wouldn't they?
little tampons.
Can you get them that small?
I don't know if tampons can come in sizes.
Can you Google it?
If tampons come in sizes.
Sizes, please.
Large, extra large. How do you know if an elephant's got its period, Don? How do you know?
I think you'd know.
No, because your mattress is missing and so is your tow rope. Yeah. So, your mattress and your tow rope are missing.
Listen, can we talk about something?
No, hang on. Right, so Mick Christian was in here. I'm not sure if he was spoiling for another. I don't know if he wanted to be on, but he came in here with the Ayatollah's biscuits and he brought that heavy book in that you could use as a doorstopper, Remembering Melbourne 1850 to 1960. Seriously. And he said, do you know what he said? Because I went and bought some shorts. Bought some shorts from his place, markchristianmenswear.com, up your bum, .com.au. And he said, you know what clothing manufacturers are doing now? This is a good selling technique, Don. They are now making size garments. Don, you're listening?
Yep.
You're having a protein block.
From your agent.
Yep.
Your agent.
Yeah, that's right. She's an agent of the...
That's the one who goes down.
No, Don, it's not the one that does that. She just was listening to the podcast and she said, I went past and I looked to see who you were talking about the lass sleeping on Bakersfield Parade, and she now gives us information about it while she's slaving over doing that for you, Don, because she thinks... She actually thinks, I think, I don't know very well, but she thinks that you are actually destitute. She's seen some of the pictures or the video on, you know, when we do the...
Well, she's right.
You know, we do the promo in front of the smarter Sam sign. She looks at you and she says, the man is obviously on the bones of his ass, I think, because you dress in ridiculous stuff and you look...
She's right.
You look pallid. And worn, pallid and worn. And Don, it's Mick Christian, who brought all that stuff in, and I'm not sure if he wanted to use the mic, be another...
I'm still recovering from that joke last week.
Because Ivan is over in Perth now, and Ivan unfortunately can't come in on Wednesdays because he's goes backwards and forwards to Perth. And he said that's very, very busy over in Perth because nickel is on the rise. The nickel... You are right?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's unreal, isn't it? Oh, jeez. Oh, dear. So, nickel, Max, I'll speak to you. If you want to speak, pull the microphone over. Ivan, you don't know Ivan. Ivan is a man that came in here, and Don said he looked like Ivan Milat. His name's actually Paul, and his family have had to live down the fact that everyone calls him Ivan now, and when he's asked, why do they call you Ivan? So it's because Don Scott thinks I look like Ivan Milat. So Ivan, anyhow, he works over in a mining company over in Perth, like not driving a truck or digging out ore. He's in the actually managerial section. And he said nickel is extremely popular and they can't keep up with the demand. Do you know why, Don? Do you know why nickel is huge at the minute?
It'd be something to do with climate change or contributing to or something.
Going well. More information, please.
I'm starting to exhaust my...
No, you're going well. It's not really to do with climate change, although the end product might be the fact that the things they're making might... add to the side effects of climate change. It's Don, you got your phone fixed now?
Yeah, Max.
Did you hear any of what I said then? Did you hear anything what I said
no,
then?
No, you're talking shit. What? I just tuned
in. That's not talking shit.
I can pick up.
Don, why is nickel suddenly in huge demand? Think about it. Well, I'll tell you why. Because Elon Musk is building Tesla cars, and the main component of the batteries, I'm told, is nickel. And there's a huge demand for it because all the world is going electric.
Aren't they using some other substance for batteries?
Yes, they do. I don't know what it's called, but nickel is a component of it. But there's a very small part of a third world country that mines this particular thing. It's called, I don't know what it's called, cobalt or something?
No. Come on, Max, do you know? Yes.
Max.
They trade in it, Max. It's on the stock exchange.
If you're going to speak, mate, pull the microphone in front of you.
Now, listen, cyclists this morning.
If you're going to do it, now don't rip it off its thing like Don does. You've just ripped it off. See, here. You have to screw it up. Screw it up underneath so that it doesn't spin round. But get it parallel first. Sorry about this, everyone.
He's a control freak.
No, I'm not. I'm not. It's going to fall off the
just
table.
Just go along with the flow.
So, do you know what Mick said? You interrupted me. Mick, who is in here, and he couldn't stay. I said, could you stay to do the podcast? He said, no, I've got to get back to the shop. So he said, bad luck, wasn't it, that
he couldn't stay? He's got shorts on today. It's bloody cold. It is very, very cold. And Mick's got shorts on.
Well, what's that got to do with what I'm about to say here? So he said he couldn't stay. I said, please, Mick, take a seat and contribute to the... He said, no. I said, I've got to go. So he said that clothing manufacturers, and you were in the clothing industry, Don, you had a very successful jean shop and you were the bon vivant standing out the front with the open-neck trousers trying to get people to come in.
The aperture.
He said that clothing manufacturers now are making size, say, 34 waist, but it's actually a 36 waist. And listen to this, and the marketing strategy is that you go in and you say, even though you're 36, they say, oh, 34 might fit you, and they put the clothes on, they think, oh, wow, I'm losing weight.
Is that right?
It's a ruse to see. Oh. And they go home and they say to their wife or they say to their spouse, they say Mr. and Mr. or it could be Mr. and Mrs. or it could be Mrs. and Mrs. Yep. And they say, gee whiz, he said, I'm 36, but I'm wearing 34 now. Isn't that good?
No, they wouldn't fit Mrs. and Mrs. very well. They're different cut men's jeans to women's.
Well, anyhow, they mark the sizes down, but they're still the same size up, if you know what I mean. So the people think, shit, I'm losing weight. And it's like golf clubs. It's like the manufacturers now bring out, say, an 8-iron, and with an 8-iron, but it's the loft of a 7-iron, so that when you hit... Now, listen to this...
I didn't think that was that funny.
Because it's stupid. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Hang on. This is Max speaking to the microphone, Max. What was that?
Well,
this is my son.
Sorry,
this is have a listen to the logic of my son.
I was just going
to
say the intelligence of your
just a minute, please. Don, just a minute.
Go on, Max.
Wouldn't different clothing companies have different sizes apparent to their company?
clarify that, Max, please.
Clarify it.
Dickie yourself and say these are the product of my offspring. What did you say then,
not
Max?
The test results haven't come back yet. No, don't different clothing companies, right?
Yes.
Don't they have different sizes compared to other companies?
Everyone's got a different cut. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone's got a different cut and size. So a medium in one company could be a large in another.
Max, this is what I'm saying, that they are now trying to say to people who buy their clothes that they're wearing smaller sizes, and they think, oh, wow, I must be in good shape, better shape than I thought. I'll buy these because... And they're actually just the same size, but they mark them down so that you think you're actually wearing a smaller size.
Where have you read that?
That's what Mick Christian said.
Mick couldn't stay.
I said, please, Mick, stay. Could you add an input to the podcast? He said, no, I've got to rush off. The Ayatollah was making another batch of biscuits or something. I don't know what he was doing. And then I said, Max, and you started to giggle.
Yeah, because then you went on to golf clubs.
Well, it's the same strategy. The golfing manufacturers now put eight, they stamp an eight on the back of a iron, an eight iron, but it's actually a seven, so that when you go out and hit an eight, you think, my God, I'm hitting this eight iron 10 metres further than I usually do. These must be great clubs. But all they do is that they've just put a different number on the club so that you think you're hitting it further. It's the same strategy. Couldn't you understand that, Max?
No, please? It's not that it's the same strategy, but...
It is the same strategy. I don't know the That's
terminology
correct.
And everything for golf. But I thought, if it's an eight iron, doesn't it have a different sort of loft, the higher or lower down you go?
Exactly,
so why would it matter changing the numbers?
Exactly.
Don't you want... Max, oh, that's exactly the point.
It's exactly the point. It has a different loft, and you think you're hitting an eight iron, but in fact you're hitting a seven iron, but they have eight on the back of the club, and people say, wow, I've never hit an eight iron this far before, because you're actually hitting a seven iron, but they don't brand it as a seven, they brand it as an eight.
What about if that buggers up your shot? You didn't want to hit it as far as what you did?
Well,
or as what,
so then you get used to how far you hit the clubs that you have, and you say, someone stand on the tee, say, what are you hitting there? And I say, I'm hitting a seven iron. So, oh, what are you hitting? I said, oh, I'm hitting an eight iron. And you get a bit of bragging rights that you can hit the ball further, and it's exactly the same club, Max. That's my point. Don, did you listen? What are you doing? I don't know. This is not great radio, this.
Do you know his phone doesn't have a silent?
What?
His phone doesn't have a silent button.
Max, if you're going to speak, please, I don't...
Do you know Don's phone doesn't have a silent number?
I've been told. If I mention the fact that no one's speaking to the microphone, that would be one of the reasons people turn off. They say I mention it too much.
What are the other reasons?
Well, the other reason...
You do suffer from Asperger's.
No, that's never been proven.
Well, at least I don't have dyslexia. Don said I had dyslexia. If you think about how humorous that is like...
Yeah. Do you know what the hardest word in Scrabble... hangman is?
Max.
We don't even know what hangman is.
Don't give the impression that we are a family of idiots, will you?
What's the hardest word in hangman?
What?
What's the hardest word in hangman? Do you know the game hangman?
No.
You don't know the game hangman? They didn't invent it in the 1930s. No?
Well, what is hangman?
It's where you have a space of and you have to make up a letter, and then you draw the man that's...
Oh, we used to play that at school. If you missed out on the letter, you put a head and then
a head and a nose
the gallows and all that.
What is the hardest word, is it?
Dyslexia. That's the hardest word.
A dyslexia.
Yeah.
Don spells it D-I-X, and then after that you're on your own. Now, dyslexia, dick's head. You're a dick's head. So, Milan. This is just off...
In Italy?
No, that's fair enough. No, Milan is the name of a man.
What?
A man... Milan is someone who contacts us on pod...
No, that's a pseudonym.
I'm just saying, Don, here, this is Milan, who texted as a result of listening to our podcast last week. And this is what he says. Fancy ending this, and then in brackets, entertaining podcast, just before the discussion of the Essendon saga. This is about Dr. John Tickell, who was in last week, and we had terrific response to Dr. John Tickell. And Milan says... Fancy ending the interview just as the doctor was about to say or tease us with what the Essendon saga was about. And it was great listening.
No, the crux of all of that was, and he went on to say, which was tantalising.
Doc Reed. About
Doc Reed.
Yes.
Bruce Reed, the late Doc Reed,
yes.
Bruce Reed, who passed away, but he did a tape with his son Woody.
Yes.
That is there waiting.
Now, Don, I'm saying Milan has sort of criticised us for cutting the interview short, seeing as it went for an hour and 10 minutes. I replied to Milan. I don't reply to many of them because there's too many of them. I said, well, Milan, I said, how long do you want an interview to go for? We will get the doc back. We did say on air that he's worth a second interview with Essendon and a couple of the other things he brought up. So I'm just responding to Milan. I did respond in type, but I'm responding in audio now to him. Mind your own business, Milan. We're going to have him back. But thanks for getting back to us. That was the basis of all that. And then a friend of yours rang about, did you know that... when Daniel Andrews was answering questions in Parliament, a woman, I presume it's a woman, called Harriet Shing, she cut the feed, the parliamentary feed, because someone texted us.
Why hasn't this been brought up in the mainstream media?
They cut the feed about IPAC. Is it IPAC? IBAC?
IBAC.
IBAC, the corruption and the dishonesty of this
government.
Was it
government. Question time or discussion time? Well, question time, discussion time in the Victorian Parliament when they cut the feed?
I don't know. I'm going to read this out. I'll read this out. This is what was... here we go. Today in Parliament, the last bastion of free speech, a woman called... Harriet Shing, I won't say what this man said about her, but he said Harriet Shing, cut the feed after Kim Wells asked a question to the Premier about IBAC interrogations. They didn't want that to go to air, and this went on about all the corruption, about the all the corruption and dishonesty and the misinformation about the COVID rules they implemented. And then, if you'll remember, Don, we mentioned some months ago that they were going to give Brett Sutton a dispensation from being...
They were trying to get him a
dispensation for immunity, him being sued.
Immunity.
And now it's come up again in Parliament.
They're trying to push it through.
They're trying to push it through that so that he can't be blamed for the 1,000-odd deaths.
Do you think he'll get it through now? Because I think the Labor Party have upset Fiona Patten, Medic and Ratner. They were the three that, you know, in the upper house and who are independent, who voted with Labor over the COVID thing.
Well, they're trying
and the state to get, of emergency.
They're trying to get him a dispensation from him being sued personally. And if any of them have done nothing wrong... Why would they want dispensation?
Exactly right.
And I've got a feeling, Don, that this is indirectly smothering the fact that these disgraceful conduct about iCook Foods, running them out of business dishonestly, illegally and corruptly, that's also to do with why they want Brett Sutton to have dispensation from being sued, because he is the person that signed off on the fact that iCook Foods was...
What we've brought to light on the podcast, I mean, it's a late amateur. The government were involved and corrupt. You couldn't...
And then there was branch stacking, and there was also
the red shirts,
and also the
inquiry into the hotel, the 800 odd people, and you know I can't remember because they bought in. And Labor Party bought in a bill which holds employers responsible industrial manslaughter.
And then
they'd be guilty under that with regard to the COVID thing where all those people died in the.
Was real estate infractions and infringements. Remember that about...
Well, that's gone. That's died a bit of a death. I wonder whether they're trying to quieten that one up. That was out in
so
the
many things they're
city
trying
of
to
Casey.
Tamp. So many things they're trying to tamp
well,
down.
They asked Andrews whether he had any connection with that property developer or...
Max, I've got to give you one more chance. See if you can redeem the family name or the family tree anyhow. Say something intelligent so that people don't think we're a bunch of idiots. What else have you got? Now, Max had a... Now, here's this, Don. Max,
hang on. Have we finished on Andrews?
Well, no. Go ahead.
Well, let's just ruin the
Go train. Ahead. Go ahead on Andrews.
Well, I have got to turn the television off. There's a few things I'm turning the television off now. The football coming on.
Don, I just said...
When Andrews comes on, the television goes off.
Don, I just said Max had something about the football and you said, have we finished on Andrews now? And I said, no, go on about Andrews. And you said, well, whenever Andrews comes on, I turn on the football. So
off the I turn the football off and Andrews.
You turn the football off and Andrews.
Yes.
So you. So before I ask Max about the football comment, he's told me off air, off microphone. Tell me, we have. If we haven't finished with Andrews, go ahead. We haven't gone off air. Don's trying to think of what he wants to say. Go ahead, Don. Seriously, Max. So. Don said let's try and keep these short to about half an hour so that people don't get bored listening to us. We've been doing it 35 minutes. Do you want me to ask Max or we sign off now?
No, we could finish with Max's answer.
Or we could start question. With we could start with his question.
No, we could
you
finish.
Do you still do a sports segment? Or is that gone
is
by?
Is he the producer?
He said, do you still do a sports segment, Don? Ask, answer him. I'm actually winding this up now. I'm going to have to. This is what's known as a halftime. We've gone into the rooms and I'm the coach. I'm about to rip him a new one. So just stand by.
You can't rip him.
Stand by. How do we.
Night. I'm worried because